The last century and a half, the wine season in the grape-growing region of Burgundy has revolved around one major commercial event. On the third Sunday in November, hundreds of barrels of the recent harvest are sold to the highest bidder in a charity wine auction. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley attended the event, which has evolved into a kind of A-list rendezvous for the power players in the international wine industry.
Personne ne couvre l'enchère de 7500.
The wine auction at the Hospice de Beaune began in 1851 as a pure Burgundian affair. Today, the high-powered event attracts wine exporters and aficionados from around the world. An auctioneer from Christie's wields the gavel. The sound of Russian and Chinese buzz on the auction floor. Greg Love is a wine critic.
This is still the Mount Everest of the wine world. And if you want to know about wine, you have to encounter Burgundy. Where else in the world can you get such a variety of great wines with such aging power that also can be enjoyed when they're young? This is the great wine region of the world.
Bidders here buy barrels, not bottles, of wine that has just begun aging and won't hit the shelves for another 2 years. Typically, the auction is a first judge of the vintage's quality and sets the price. The wines on the block here are legendary. Pomard, Côte de Nuit, Clos Vougeot, so is the venue. The hospice in the medieval city of Beaune was built in 1452, just after the Hundred Years' War, when the countryside was ravaged by famine and misery. Known as a palace for the poor, the old and sick and mothers about to give birth were welcomed for treatment and refuge here until 1983, when the last patient checked out and the hospice became one of France's top tourist attractions. The building's facade and gargoyles are a stunning example of Gothic architecture, and its multicolored tile roof is in the grand style of the kingdom's former rulers, the Dukes of Burgundy. 3 days of partying, known as Les Trois Glorieuses, take place around the auction. There are wine-soaked dinners and music and crowds filled Beaune's cobbled streets. Burgundy is much smaller than France's other major wine-growing region, Bordeaux, and there is an intimate feeling here. Vineyards are tiny, family-owned plots that go back generations. The valuable wines auctioned off come from land donated to the hospices by Burgundy families over the last 5 centuries. The proceeds of the auction go to hospitals in the region, and one barrel is always donated to an outside alms organization. This year, it's for the charity of Carla Bruni Sarkozy, former pop singer, supermodel, and First Lady of France. Carla seems happy to donate her star power in return for a barrel of Cordon Grand Cru. As Bruni charms and coaxes bidders to go ever higher, the tenseness of the auction floor melts away into laughter and bonhomie. To everyone's delight, a battle between two top bidders keeps the prices rising.
Non, en revanche, à 200 000, moi je livre le vin.
Bravo!
Teasingly, Bruni says, at 200,000, I'll personally deliver the wine. Then she adds, at 250,000, my husband will deliver the wine. A group of Chinese buyers on the front row is clearly in the thrall of it all. This 59-year-old real estate mogul doesn't want to give her name, but she says China is becoming crazy over Burgundy wines.
Because it's good, it's really nice, you know, taste and long history, it's so nice. In Burgundy, people love their land, so, you see, impressive, you know, for us. The French culture, we love it.
Bravo!
Carla Bruni's barrel hits a penultimate record for the auction of 270,000 euros, about $350,000.
It's a win-win situation because
the buyer, a Ukrainian millionaire, takes the stage to thank everyone. He says the wine will no doubt fetch even higher prices when he auctions off the barrel's 300 bottles for his own charity back in Kiev, where Burgundy is in fashion. Sixth-generation winemaker Alberic Bichot is pleased to have placed the winning bid for his client.
It's just fabulous, and I'm very proud for my customer, Monsieur Igor Yankovsky. He's from Ukraine.
And Sarkozy is going to deliver the wine, no?
I do hope. She promised, huh?
Because of bad weather, this year's Burgundy harvest is the smallest in nearly half a century, but the quality is said to be outstanding. This year's Hospice de Beaune auction fetched record prices, raising an all-time high of $7.5 million for Beaune hospitals. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.